The Noble Quest. My father, my mother, my teachers told me that resting was not a noble quest. That diving into the dream world for unmeasured amounts of time, lazing around in the sun-dappled hammock with no plan beyond, was questionable behavior. I thought I would outgrow that I would become an adult and shed the guilt and shame of resting my weary bones, my overripe mind. But alas, it was too late. I had become my father, my mother, my teachers, telling myself that resting would not take me higher, that slowing down to hear the crickets sing was an unworthy cause, save for the novel idea of making me more useful for tomorrow's work. At some point, a moment in time that I cannot remember, but is the most precious moment of my life, the illusion wavered. A group of someones, mentors, friends, beloveds, poets, began successfully chiseling away at this facade of contempt with patience and persistence, whispering, singing, bellowing suggestions of rest as elixir and balm for all that ailed me, as essential source for my greatest inspiration, creativity, joy, and service. Now I turn toward these voices, seek their counsel and reflection that laud the merits of rest and repose, drawing me closer to the truth that I am elevated by this kindness to body and spirit, that the ceremony and simplicity of stemming my constant motion is the most noble quest of all.